BSE confirmed again in Canada. Welcome, everyone, to today's Accent on Agriculture. I'm Lee Maddox. Well, just as cattle markets were opening back up for the first time since before Christmas this week, news came that Canadian officials have detected BSE in an 8-year-old cow. The U.S. Department of Agriculture just last week announced plans to reopen the border to Canadian beef despite this news of another BSE case. Jonna Miller reports.
Canadian officials have confirmed that an 8-year-old cow has tested positive for bovine spongiform encephalopathy, better known as BSE or mad cow disease. USDA officials say that will not change a plan to reopen the U.S. border to Canadian beef in March. American Farm Bureau commodity specialist Mary Kay Thatcher says that's the right approach.
We have to stick with sound science and open our borders to countries that follow sound science, or other countries will never open their borders to us.
USDA has announced a thorough evaluation process to decide which countries will be allowed to export beef to the U.S.
There was a very lengthy process looking at all the science that's available, evaluating from the World Health Organization what kind of standards ought to be set up, how did our standards compare with that of Canada as well as elsewhere in the world.
Thatcher says consumers can feel confident about the USDA decision.
Countries that claim they are BSE-free, many of them can claim that because they don't actually look for BSE. Canada looks for it at least as diligently as we do here in the U.S.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Now, Thatcher went on to point out the importance of using sound science when determining who can export beef to the U.S., and she praised the Canadians for their efforts in research and education they are providing on BSE. Here in Tennessee, no gauge yet on how markets will respond to the news, but as is the case every year, the first couple of weeks of the new year are always slow to start. Annually, Tennessee is one of the top producing beef cattle states in the country. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us again tomorrow on the TRN.